USA Radio News. I'm Kenneth Burns. Dr. Anthony Fauci told a House committee that President Trump didn't tell him or other key members of the coronavirus task force to slow down on testing. And that's a fact.
In fact, we will be doing more testing, as you've heard from Admiral Girard, not only testing to specifically identify people in the identify, isolate, and contact trace, but also much more surveillance.
Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was responding to concerns from a congressman after President Trump said during his rally in Tulsa over the weekend that he told his people to slow the testing down. Trump aides say he was joking. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow finished up 131 points, the Nasdaq gained 75, and the S&P 500 ended up nearly 13.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.